Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Daily's dirty.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. And it's a football freaky Friday. We ain't got no football this weekend, so it's going to be a freaky Friday. I probably had to text my old lady. Let her know what kind of Friday we got rolling on here, y'all. Hey, 713-572-4610. We are going to New Orleans as a group. There's going to be about 42 of us staying in an 8-bedroom house, which listed as an 8-bedroom house. We'll see when we get there how that thing's busted up, y'all.
And it sleeps 20, baby.
We'll see how that works. When I got a guest house that sleeps about 8, but it ain't his one room, Chief. Hey, but here's the deal. We do like to grub, we like to drink, we like to socialize, we like good vibes, and there's not a better place in Southern Louisiana to do all of the above. I know we got a ton of Cajun listeners out there, and even if you just so happen to frequent New Orleans from time to time, I don't want to know what you're doing over there, because I don't want you telling on yourself. But if you know the city, if you know New Orleans, you know the area well, text in 713-572-4610. Let us know the top eating spots, right? I don't need everything off the beaten path. I've already got a unnamed source that's given me some off the beaten path random stuff that I got to try. I'm talking about top of the line, gotta hit while you're there type of stuff, man. I've got one in mind. I'm gonna let that out the bag at the end of the segment right now. I'm gonna let this breathe a little bit. 713-572-4610. You got some time? Text it in and let us know where we need to go to eat, to hang, to enjoy the good times and feel the vibes of New Orleans, baby. Let us know. 713-572-4610. Hey, also on the Odyssey app, y'all, check it out. We got a contest going on. We got a big time contest going on right now. You listen for 60 minutes a day. Listen to Sports Radio 610 for 60 minutes a day. Now, you got to download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, the Odyssey app. It's an orange A. You can't miss it, baby. Download it, log in, listen to Sports Radio 610 for 60 minutes a day. And every day you do that, that's one entry into this contest. Now, you can do it as many times, as many days in a row as you want until February the 23rd. It started on January the 27th. It goes all the way to February the 23rd. So now, I'm not great at math, but I think counting today, that gives you 24 days. You can get 24 entries into this contest. Now that you know how to do it, let me tell you a little bit about the contest, right? The contest is airfare and accommodations for you and three friends, and I guess they don't have to be your friends, you and three others, whoever the hell you want to take, to Vegas for the first two rounds of the college basketball tourney. I've been there this weekend. I'm telling you, it's an absolute phenomenal time. It is a bucket list item for my man Ron Hughley.
Yeah, I got to do that.
It is big time, right? Airfare and accommodations to Vegas for four for the first two rounds of the basketball tourney, plus $20,000 cash to do what you please while you're in Sin City. All you got to do, download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, listen, to, log in, obviously, and listen to Sports Radio 610 for 60 minutes a day. Let me give you a little secret, right? Hey, if you listen to us for 60 minutes a day, I greatly appreciate it, man. We all greatly appreciate it, right? But let's say you got 20 minutes on your trip home. When you get home, don't close the app out. Just turn the volume down a little bit. Let it ride for 40 minutes. You get your 60 minutes. You get your entry. Boom. We're rocking and rolling, right? Don't tell anybody I told you how to cheat. Download the Odyssey app right now and get it done. Boys, I got we talk a little betting on this show here. And I'm going to tell you, I've hit a couple of nice little underdog bets recently, right? I told y'all underdog is one of those that, for me, I like it because of the simplicity. It is very, very easy. You pick high, low, and you got to pick multiple. You got to pick two or more players and their stats to either go higher or lower, right? Everybody understands the higher or lower game. Very, very simple. Now, you can pick two or more. On this particular entry, I really just need to check the temperature in the room because there's not a whole lot I can do unless somebody wants to call in and make me an offer. When you hear this bet, I'll do it. This is a five-player entry, $50 I put on it, pays $920, all right? I've hit the first four legs of the five-leg parlay, right? I had Jalen Green over or higher than 23.5 points, hit it. Amen Thompson higher than 27.5 points plus rebounds. That last rebound he got with about 30 seconds left in the game when he shot down the floor, that put me over the top. I had Trae Young higher 9.5 assists. He got 10. Boom, bank it. Jared Allen higher than 10.5 rebounds. He had 12 or 13. My eyes are bad. Y'all ready for this fifth leg? Y'all gonna laugh at me for picking this one. Y'all ready?
Let me hear it.
Grayson Allen.
Okay.
Of all the NBA players.
A real punchable face.
I did not realize that Grayson Allen, I did not realize this game was taking place on Friday. I thought this was all Thursday night action, right? Grayson Allen lower than 9.5 points. I think it's Phoenix Suns at Golden State Warriors, and it don't tip until 9 o'clock tonight. Great. Now, Grayson Allen, if you look at his box score, he averages about 11.5 points a game. Y'all like it? You boys good with it? Mm. How do you feel about my leg? $920 out there, just flat. Ron, we can buy us a lot of it. We can alcohol slush. We got a lot of slushies once we cross that state line for $920.
I don't know how you feeling. I don't love it. In an up and down game with those teams, and not a great defensive team, and a team. Is Draymond still out? And a team.
He was in street clothes a couple nights ago, last time I saw him.
And a team that won't have answers, that will have to help off of guys like Durant and Booker, that's going to leave him open. It's going to be probably all threes. So it's like, do you think he going? And what do you need below what?
9.5.
So is he going to hit three threes or is he going to hit four? I'm hoping for you, brother.
Well, you may actually, you know, the way you ended that made me feel better about it. If Grayson Allen gets up enough shots to hit four threes with Booker and Durant on the floor against Golden State, then they deserve
to
lose.
The thing is, well, they're going to help. I mean,
but they're not going to share.
And it's going to be a high possession game as different than, and if he was playing the Rockets, you'd feel real good.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot more comfortable. Feel
real
there.
Good.
So how do you feel about it?
It doesn't feel great.
Santiago?
Not good, man. Not good.
Anybody?
And Draymond's been ruled out too, by the way.
That's okay. Anybody want to make me an offer?
I mean, the Warriors do have some young wings that may give a rip. Maybe.
Hey, 713-572-4610. Anybody want to make me an offer? I got four legs of a five leg.
How do you do that? See, this is
it can win 920. I'm telling you.
This is why I can't do the game.
I'm hedging my bet.
I can't do it. Like I can't be obsessed with Grayson Allen night.
Well, I mean, I would prefer not.
It's a beautiful night, and that's not a bad game. It's a beautiful night, and I got to get myself obsessed with.
Well, I would prefer not to, but I'm gonna tell you, I've picked higher on SGA, who scored 50 the other. I've picked higher on him at 31.5, and he scored 31.
Yeah, you crushed that one.
I've picked higher on not that night. I'm saying I have in general and lost. I pick higher on Kevin Durant, need 28.5. He gives me 26.
Hey, that happens all the time.
Hell yeah, it does. So it doesn't matter if I'm just banking on the fact that Grayson Allen, if I'm the Phoenix Suns and I lose a basketball game and Grayson Allen got up more than four shots, I'm hot. I'm asking my superstars, what are we doing? We just gonna let anybody shoot? Yeah, no, I feel good about it. I actually feel better about it. When you said he needs four threes to take my bet out of my hand, I actually feel better about it.
So they have played Golden State once, and he had 17 in that game.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's averaging 11. I need him to finish 11, slightly below his 11.
His last several games, 11, 18, 8, 8, 10, 7, 21.
I need one of them 8, 9, 7s kind of deals.
Yep, 3 of 6 from three the last time they played the Warriors.
I'm telling you, boys.
I'm hoping for you. I don't.
Oh, yeah. We're rooting for you.
Well, here's another way I like to look at it. Was the better I feel about a bet, the worse it typically goes for me. I'm a little nervous about this one. So I feel like it may go good.
You almost hit there. You almost got there.
That's a big one, man. That's a big one. I'm here for it, man. We'll get another one rolling tonight with Santiago. Even though I had one last night with Santiago's bets and it didn't go real well, but I'm not going to hold it against you, man. By the way, speaking of, I know the listeners love hearing this. We didn't bring it up yesterday or day before before Tyler left. His ass forgot to put another one of my bets in, and it hit.
Which one?
I heard about
the last one. This is $200 worth. I'm four from my last four. Two of them he forgot to put in. It was Mitchell over in points.
Oh, points. You're right. Yep.
I hit the assist. The next night we did points, I put it in. He texts me afterwards. Hopefully he doesn't hit, and I saved you money, but I forgot. And I'll be damned if he didn't hit. That damn Tyler. All right, I'm Clint Sterner alongside Ron Ugly. Chris Santiago's behind the glass. T-Mill is somewhere in a kitty in a Disney park drinking with his wife and his nephew, having a good old time. I want to ask everybody, 713-572-4610. Give some time to let these texts come in, these DMs come in, tweets come in. New Orleans, where are you eating at? Where are you eating at in New Orleans? Boys, while we're letting that breathe a little bit, I may have witnessed the damnedest thing ever at Chipotle. This may top the list of these kids, you youngins. How old are you, Santiago?
I'm 28.
Yeah, you. If you're in the 20s, you. This kid was younger than you, though, Bub. I'm going through the Chipotle line, and I'm feeling pretty good, making some good decisions, Ron. I went lettuce instead of rice.
There you go.
No guac because I had avocado this morning. You know what I mean? No sour cream.
Strong fat, though.
It is, but I already had some this morning. Hell, and I overdo it at breakfast every damn morning with avocados, to be honest with you. Chief, there's four people in line behind me, all right? You know how at Chipotle you got the folks that are fixing, like they're fixing grub, and then there's like one dude, I guess his job is to bag everything, and then one dude's checking out, right? We're talking about the bagger at this point, okay? The bagger. I'm going through, and he bags my stuff up and hands it over. My man pulls his phone out. And Ron, if I'm lying, I'm dying. A minute plus. My man is, his phone is 4 inches from his nose, and he is literally just Cadillac reading from his phone. It ain't like check a text real quick, boom, boom, boom. He is literally phone turned sideways like this, like just reading that phone.
And
like
he has something to do.
Chief, there's four people behind me. I mean, the very least you can do is be like, hey, is that everything? Can I get you? You know he had something to do? This is a perfect, I just thought about this as I'm telling it. Because you know what happened? I had double chicken and didn't get charged for it while his ass is up there watching his phone. My Chipotle was $13. If you go double, meat, it's usually 18 or 19, maybe even over 20, depending on what kind of meat you got. So I didn't even think about this.
Wow, what a blessing.
Thank you for being a young DA that just is staring at your damn phone. I'm telling you, man, it's unbelievable, Ron. If I ever own a business, if I ever own a company, that's a policy. I'm firing you on the spot.
Pull your phone out.
If you are literally standing in the line, and there are people in line that are working, forget the fact that
if
you gave me my
extra. Like that, yes.
You cost me $3 or $4 if I'm the owner. You cost me $3 or $4 because you just let me walk out. I didn't think about it until you just said that, by the way. Yeah, you're fired on the spot. You out. Got to go. How you feel about that?
That's not a terrible thing. Right there, you got it. Like you got to put your phone.
Ron, I looked at him. Look, the guy checking.
Just, like, to me, it's not every job, but that one's one where you're on the line. You can't have your phone.
My man even had a little finger deal. On the back of his phone where he slides his little fingers in there so it doesn't slip. Like this sideways reading, huh?
Now, how was he once he got started? What kind of work did he do?
He was still reading it when I walked off. The guy that was at the cashier that was checking me out, he is clearly one of the guys that's been there for a while. He's a young dude, but he's been there for a while because he's always working the register at this Chipotle right here. He's sharp. He's on it, man. He's having a conversation. He's breaking bread. He's really good for the business and all that. Like he's the face of it at the end. You know, he does a good job. And he saw me. I looked over. I just kind of went, what's this guy doing, you know? And he looked over at him, just kind of smiled and kept it moving.
Well, Figgy said, where is this Chipotle and when can I get in there?
Right here, man. It's right here.
Up here. When he get back on the clock, well, I'm getting there.
Tall Asian dude with his phone sewed to his right hand.
That's the guy, man. Queso, extra steak. Give me some guac.
Hey, if he's next to the cashier, get you extra meat, man. You'll get it. You'll get it. You'll get it for the free, man.
Hey, I had the burrito. That bowl's mine, too.
Damn, I'm glad. This is a moment. If I would have realized it, Ron, if I would have realized that he didn't charge me and it's because he was staring at his damn phone, I would have said something. I would have said something and paid the extra $3 and made my point. Like, I feel like the right thing.
You go too far.
No,
man,
I don't.
This is how you know you've got no
if,
man.
If you own.
But you don't own it. Nah, you don't own it. You going to do that. You going to go to the further point and say, hey, just want to let you know. I had double chicken.
Hey, boss man, while you're over there reading your phone, you just stuffed my double chicken bowl in that bag, and I didn't get charged. You just cost the owner of this thing $3 to $4, man. Make sure you write that up in his report, in his review this evening. Hell yes, absolutely. That's the problem. We allow it, see?
Oh, my God.
We allow it.
You hear this guy? Oh my God!
I tell my wife, what do you call that?
It would be better if you even just said it. I don't think you should, but it'd be better if you just maybe said something to him. Now you go, hey, write him up. His report, yep. Right here. What's his name? Daniel. Yep. It was him.
Man,
you can't do that.
Let me talk to the manager. Hey, boss.
If I own this business,
I would want to know. I'm hemorrhaging money because this guy over here wants to read his phone instead of do his damn job.
That's on your ass. Who's? The customer don't need to be telling me. You should know who the hell you putting out there.
Well, they're not at every Chipotle.
No. The manager, whoever it is, you should know that.
I pull that all the time.
I ain't putting it on that kid. I shake my head. The people at them pet stores talk too long. I ain't going to get them in trouble. But, I mean, maybe, like, that's my thing is get in there and, like, all right, 32. Excuse me?
Hey.
32.
I'm diamonding his ass out.
That's
Ron.
It, but I ain't about to go, hey, just start keep walking in the store and say, you one of the managers here? Just want to let you know my experience up top with the young lady. She just speaks too low. I can't hear her, man. We need to get it.
We need to get it going.
You up here. Let's get this written down.
Yeah, hey, right. However we got to get it done, get the damn phone out of the kid's hand. You're doing him a favor.
Okay, but what?
I'm not holding you accountable for me. I'm holding you accountable for you.
My thing is to you, though, Clint. What is it doing to you? What is it doing to you that made you that? Like, what did it do to you that made you mad?
No, hell, I benefited from it. No, it did. It's just disgusting. It's just a crying ass shame.
Okay, but what about this? What if it was an emergency that he had to look at his phone?
No, hold on, Chris. It wasn't an emergency.
No, but you never know, man. Maybe somebody had to look at their phone. Maybe they had something going on and they wanted to check
it. It wasn't, Chris. Oh, okay. I mean, if we want to make excuses for piss poor performance, I mean, I guess we can. But I mean, the reality of it is, here's the deal. If I owned a little boutique gym and you guys were members and I had somebody work in the front, that you came in and you're trying to get a membership or you're trying to see if your partner can work out, get a pass or not, and we're down here looking at our phone for 5 minutes and you can't get in and get the answers you need. Like, and I own the place. Would you tell me about it?
No.
But that, I feel like that's a little bit.
The hell you mean no?
I feel like that's a little bit different,
like,
though.
You're telling, like, if I'm just a customer there?
No, if you knew you were coming to my spot, would you be like, hey, man, I'm just letting you know,
no,
man.
That's
like
different. This. I have a relationship with you. I know you. If I were just visiting your spot, and I don't know you.
I feel like I need to write a review now. I need to write a Chipotle review and be like, hey, I don't know dude's
sit
name.
Your ass back,
black,
man.
Black glasses, about I don't know, about 6'2", Asian dude.
This kid's just a bagger, man.
Hey, he's trying to work his way up. He's going to bag his ass.
Man, that's your
he can't even bag right.
Trust me, if he's on the phone like that, that ain't the first time he's been on the phone like that. That ain't the first time that somebody at management hadn't seen that. That ain't your job to go do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I gotta let the business owner know, man. You got to get this right, man.
Get up out of here. My God, Clint.
Hey, can we talk about the New Orleans food, man? Can we get this new one? Do we get some on the text line? I bet we got some good ones.
We got some on the other side. We got all people right. Weighing in on this Chipotle Clint situation coming up. We'll get to some of the food here. And other news, the Alex Bregman, the latest thing with Alex Bregman as well. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We are getting some restaurants. Again, I'm with that, Clint. I've been to New Orleans once. Took my son to the Final Four a couple of years ago. But I was in New Orleans with a 7-8-year-old. And we were there for literally drove that morning. Got up about 5-6 in the morning. Drove to New Orleans. Had lunch in Lafayette. Drove to New Orleans. And the only places that I ate. That we ate was at the concession stand in the Superdome. And then we tried to go, what's it, Cafe DuMont? We tried to go there, but we're there during Final Four, so the line was 2-3 hours. So, you know, I said, to hell with that. And we went to Burger King because he wanted some French toast sticks. That is the eating that I have done in New Orleans. Saw a little bit of the city, but that's the eating that I've done. So I see some people throwing in some restaurants. Charlie's Steakhouse.
Charlie's, huh?
Yeah.
I've been twice to New Orleans.
You got any spots?
Willie's Chicken Shack.
Willie's Chicken Shack. And somebody threw that in there.
And then we went to Acme. But that they had one here in Houston.
I see Acme Clancy's restaurant, GW Finn's, Mr. B's. Somebody said Ruth Chris. That's all over the place. So, yeah, send them in. Also, this one, the text line, I haven't even looked at YouTube and Twitch. Somebody said Mr. B's for barbecue shrimp. That sounds good. But yeah, Guy Jean says Clint being a Karen is the least surprising thing today. It was a little surprising to me. But the text line, more with you. More, there's some giving you the Karen, but many of them show part of the problem. Can't be allowing this kind of crap. I own a quick serve restaurant, and I would want to know.
My man.
Show us what's wrong with this world right now.
Preach. Enablers. Enablers, baby.
Clint's position is absolutely correct. We've told the manager, show you're a softy. No, now you need to mind your own damn business is what you need to do.
I'm going to be honest. Now that I've realized, because I did not, like I said, until Ron told me, but now that I've realized that I won in the situation, I may not write a review. I may just pump the brakes and move on.
I mean, listen, people do their things their different way. If you'd have done that, Clint, I'd have walked right out of that door. But like, I didn't know you. I'd have walked right. What? Like
I'm sure you would have.
I'm trying to think, because we see where Clint's line is.
I'm tongue in cheek. I would never talk to the manager or grab the manager. I would never call the guy out loud where everybody could hear it. But I thought about telling the old boy in front of me, like, what's this guy doing? I absolutely thought about that.
Yeah, I might.
I would not rat on the kid and cost him his job, but I damn sure would draw attention to plum ass ignorance.
Now, I think there's some people who really would who were right there with you. Hell yeah, Clint. I'm trying to think. Like, it's right there. We heard is somebody's line. What's the line, Chris? Clint, for real? Like in real life, what is the line in which, like, I got to go talk to somebody? Like, if you're at a place or like this. What has to happen before you're like, yo, man, I got to call. I got to talk to somebody.
Well, I've worked retail and food. So, I mean, if you're being disrespectful.
Yeah. It's disrespectful or just like service is just
it's
like
terrible,
like so bad you can't get around. Like, because to me, the way I get you is, and this is a little different at Chipotle, but the way I get you is like, I ain't going to give you no tip. My wife's old boss, he used to write notes and messages on the receipt as the tip about their service.
Sure,
or something.
I like it.
Giving you an idea.
I like it.
But I like it. It'd have to be pretty bad for me to, like, I'm prepared to get your ass fired. Like
to me, it's like I don't know. It would have to be something like really like egregious for me to be like, hey man, can I speak to a manager or really even draw attention to it? If I'm being completely honest, yeah. it would be hard for me to. It would have to be something egregious. Like it would have to be somebody. Like it would have to be a female being extremely disrespectful where I can't be like I would slap the piss out of you. Like if it's a female or something, you can't say that, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a man, you like a female, you can't. Like if it's something where you just are left with no pushback whatsoever, then talking to somebody. But it would have to be really, really, really bad. I'm just it blows my mind at the like how does my man at the cash register sit there and just let it ride?
And see,
that's the part of me just...
My thing is, and this is why I say it, I don't know how we got here, but I don't, like, I clearly don't think management in any way operates the way that it was when I got a job when I was younger.
Nobody would work. Nobody wants to work as it is.
Maybe you, Chris, maybe even you. Like, there was not even a thought of, like if I'm pulling my phone out, and I've done it. Hell, I was a kid. That's what I was. It was on the sneak. Like it was.
Yes, down by your hip. Sneak.
Mm-hmm. Or if I was doing something, it was on the sneak.
Like right around the corner, making like, sure nobody's watching you.
Yes. Yeah. Barely out of the hip pocket where you can see the screen.
No, mm-hmm. like to me, there's not even any training or anything. Somebody said at Buc-ee's, they don't play around. Buc-ee's, they fire your ass right on the spot.
I'm gonna tell you, Buc-ee's and Chick-fil-A. I bet you they ain't. I bet you they ain't got their phone out where you can see it.
Speaking about that. You got to be a special son of a gun to work at Chick-fil-A. Like them young kids.
Yeah.
Hey, them chipper son of a guns, you got to be a special.
Yeah, you got to be a happy sucker, man, huh?
My pleasure.
I don't care what the weather is out there. Them You're jokers, them jokers. I mean, I seen.
They got a whole heater for them too. Hey,
I went through the other day. It was cold as hell. Man, my dude was in a short sleeve, shivering. He got over there. Hey, how you doing? Can I get a name for the order? He's them jokers there. Hey, they whipped them into shape. But no, I just like that's why I was saying it's the manager. Like you know this kid's over here using his phone all the time. This would be a surprise for you. You know this kid. Like I mean, like I remember when I got let go. At the Gap, when I could say
so this is where his I'm a Karen because look this is how he well, really no, this is how what really
I,
happened
no
right
I
here.
got let go at the Gap for good reason. I was in there working seasonal. I'm like 16, 17 right. working at the Gap, and I said to myself as soon as I walked in, I said, oh God, this ain't for me. Like I could tell, and they could tell too. They just had me kind of walking around helping, and so I would just go over knocking over display so I could refold them.
You didn't have to talk to nobody?
Yep. So I just have to knock over stuff. Oh, okay.
Could you imagine Ron not wanting to talk to nobody?
And I'd be taking.
I can't.
Now he does radio just, 4 hours
just,
a day.
It's just like, man, I don't even feel like, because I didn't want to be there. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm about to do. I'm not standing there. I would stay away from the fitting rooms and I would go over there and knock over.
What, you scared you're going to see somebody in the drawers or what?
I don't know. I just didn't want to talk. I didn't want to have to answer no questions.
Help
I'd
nobody.
Go over there. I would knock over 17 sweaters and have my little
How long did that last?
Oh God, 2 weeks. I would have my little, and when I say 2 weeks, that's about 4 shifts because it was just Friday and Saturday. I go in there, I have my little that little square, the rectangle they give you to put the thing in the fold.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
I got that thing. Damn, somebody knocked over these sweaters. I got them.
And the whole time they're watching him on video. Watch this guy, man. He just walk around knocking over stuff so he can pick it up and fold. Man.
And nobody's coming to me because, damn, he's over there really folding over there. He's busy. He's knocking this thing out. Nah, man. Someone texted in, if I see my drink sitting at the bar when your ass is on the phone, I'm calling your boss. I mean, for me, in that situation, I would say something to the cat first. Like, any kind of, like, now, if you just walk away, now I've had some moments where I've talked to some people, right? Like to me, I try to do stuff to make it obvious the other way. We ain't seen you in about 20, 30 minutes.
You know what my go-to is in that situation?
I just, what?
Smoke break? You take a quick smoke break or what? I don't smoke. Oh, I ain't seen you in a minute. I was just curious.
Like, no, because I do it. I'm trying. I sit there and I will drink that ice until you hear it across the whole. The whole restaurant until somebody, and then I'll hit this number, grab somebody else's waiter that had just walked past me. Hey, real quick, we just need some refills. Hadn't seen our server in a minute. You think you could get us right here? He had a couple of lemonades. Like, and right there before I go, I need to see the manager. That's me. That's me. Courtney will grab the manager.
Hey, I'm glad. Hey, old Clinton Courtney, we all Karens.
It gotta be pretty bad for her too.
Yeah, it's gotta be bad. But it really, I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm some kind of businessman, but when it's one of those it's bad for business, it's hard for me and I ain't got no skin in the game, but it's hard for me to just overlook it and not just get bent, man.
No, I get what you, because you are thinking of it from a space of, if I was owning this joint.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, but again, Clint, if you were owning it, it would be a thing.
I would like to think that the precedent would already been set not to do that.
Yeah, and you would, and at least it would be a, like yeah, for me,
my
if
man
I'm
was,
owning
my man
it,
was
man,
comfy.
At least hide it from me.
Mm-mm, comfy.
Hot dog, man, I, that's what I be telling my kids, like, dog, man, at least don't make it obvious. Don't even do you know how to be a kid, man. At least hide it. Trick me a little bit. Good Lord, I am sorry. I didn't need to roll that down. All right, Alex Bregman, let's have this conversation on the other side. Would you, at this point of the process, still be good with the Astros paying Alex Bregman the original offer, 6 years, $156 million, where we are in the process. Reminder, that would be a franchise record contract. Would you still be comfortable with the Astros giving him that contract? We'll discuss that next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on this thought? Alex Bregman, right now, is this thing going to come to an end? I mean, getting closer and closer to pitchers and catchers reporting. Is this thing going to come to an end? Because this Alex Bregman thing is really strange. You get different reports all the time, just getting a report here of late that, hey, the Tigers and the Red Sox or other teams are more favored, likely to get Alex Bregman. We'll see. Clearly, though, we've heard reports that the talks between the Astros and Scott Boras, his representation, have started back up. But we don't know where they are. Dana Brown's acknowledged it. You know, the other day he owed old Scott Boras a text. But let's look at it right now, because the only numbers of an offer that we know are the 6 years, $156 million that was on the table from the Astros to Bregman initially. Clearly, they turned that down and they moved on. And when I say they, I mean Scott Boras and Alex Bregman. And that seemed to be the space where the Astros were willing to go. And so they then moved on and made the moves to get Paredes and made the moves to get the new first baseman and to do the things that they did. But now it looks like they're talking again. Are you at a place where you're comfortable? Yeah. Go ahead. Give him that deal. Give him that 6 years, $156 million. Or are you one that's like, hey, that thing's off the table. Let's change this thing up. Let's make it make more sense. Because obviously you made a move, and yes, Cam Smith, who was also included in the deal to get Paredes here in the trade that sent Kyle Tucker to the Cubs, he is one of the kind of the centerpieces in the deal, and as a third baseman, thought as he could play other positions, but it looks like that was going to be the future at third base potentially. So there's some maneuvering to go around. Would the deal change if you're the Astros, or would you be good with, all right, if he walked in and said, you know what, I'll take it. 6 years, $156 million, let's go.
Yeah, no, look, I think if he were to entertain my original offer, I would definitely be in the game. I am A-okay with sticking right where I'm at. I don't have a problem. Like, I can't make a habit of doing business like, hey, here's our offer. I can't be surprised if somebody goes out and wants to test the market. And, I mean, to be honest with you, we should be absolutely stoked if he comes back and goes, hey, man, the market wasn't what I thought it was. I would like to get back into conversations about that original offer that you made. We should be stoked about that. Like, the offer shouldn't be contingent on you know, whether he comes back or not. Hey, look, this is what we think you're worth. And I understand that it's less than you and your agent think that you can go out and get. Go entertain it. And if you can get more, go get more. But if you want to play ball for $26 million a year, then we're here. I don't have a problem with him leaving and coming back and all the yo-yoing around and testing the market and all that kind of stuff. I think this is where we're at, and this is where we're going to stay. And now that they've obviously got an obstacle now to where they've got to figure out how to play Paredes and Bregman, or they've got to move Paredes, you know, at some point in time and trade him and get him out of the mix and make that make sense. Which all of that, by the way, makes a whole lot more sense to me than playing Altuve in left field. But I'm good. I'm good with the 6 years. I'm good with $26 million a year for Bregman. I don't care whether the market, you know, brought him back here because he didn't. He's not going to get 30, and so now this is where we're at. If you want to play ball, play ball.
The only thing for me is clearly the market changed, right? Like, clearly the market changed, and it feels like the Astros
contract offer is maybe the highest on the market. Now, hell, I don't know that I want to do that. That's just my. It's just from.
I think if it was highest, he'd already accept it.
Right. Like, I think so. Like, maybe there's something that's closer, and it's like, well, I don't know if I want to play there, and you know, for a couple of million dollars, and not go to a place that's I'm comfortable with. So clearly, it's nothing like he thought he was going to get. Right. The 190 to 200. Right. That's just my thing is, well, hell, the market has changed. Like, can I get a better deal on this? I mean, just from a business thing, can I get a better deal on this? Like, is this the highest bid or the most comfortable bid? Because as you said, it'd be a different ballgame. You'd have been going and done something else. That's just my only thing is business wise, I don't want to have bad contracts. You know, I don't want to, or contracts that I could have gotten a better deal on. Sometimes you got to pay a certain price, but I like this one is not one. And it's come back clear to me. It's just like you all really misjudged the market. And hell, damn it, maybe we misjudged it. And let's pull this thing back. That's my only thought is like, boy, you rolling back in here.
From a market perspective, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if the market itself overall for third basemen that are of Bregman's ilk and age, if the market has backslid that much to where the Astros could get him for less, then I mean, I wouldn't be pissed off if they did.
And I'll be honest, I'm surprised. Clint, I mean, Silver Slugger Award, you know, a guy that put up the second half he put up and what he's done in the postseason. I am surprised that when people were saying 190 to 200, that clearly people, it sounds like, are 30, 40 million off of what people originally thought it would be. Mm-hmm. So I am surprised, but.
I'm surprised that we're back to this point, and I don't even know that we are, but I'm surprised that we are potentially back to this point with Alex Bregman. I'm with you. I thought he would have got gobbled up quick. But the fact that he didn't, I'm a Bregman fan. I'm obviously an Astros fan. I would love to have him back in an Astros uniform. I would love for the Astros to say 6 year, 156, come on in. And what we will be willing to do for you is that we will be willing to still take you in, even though we've already made moves with Paredes, and we'll be willing to either juggle up our second base in our lineup, or we'll be willing to try to deal Paredes if you want to come back and play. But this is where we're at. And so what we need to happen is, what's my man that just told Boris to get him back to the Mets? The power hitter with the Mets. Oh, that's really from up there. Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso's out there. He tried to test the markets. He said, hey, look here. Hey, man, do whatever you got to do to get me back to the Mets. Period. Point blank. That's it. Like, I'm at a point where I'm ready for Bregman to just say, hey, man, do whatever you got to do to get me back to the Astros. Let's get it done.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully this thing gets done soon.
Be nice.
Like, it'd be nice to just see this thing or just – because these reports just go from one end to another.
You also have to consider, like, if he signs, how much better that lineup is.
Absolutely. Oh.
I mean, you talk about Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Christian Walker, Yainer Diaz, Isaac Paredes.
Pena.
Jeremy Pena. I mean, it lengthens the lineup,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but Chris, but from their perspective, they were good and prepared and made moves to – have what they were going to have. And now he's coming back.
Yeah, they were ready to
like
move,
they were
move
like
passing.
They you know what I mean? And it's not just him coming back, like it's him coming back and getting the largest contract in team history. Right? It's not like it's not just, all right, man, he's coming back and we throw him, like he's getting more than they've ever given Altuve. Right? Like so that's the other part of like, all right, if we're about to give you the contract, the biggest contract in the franchise history, which I think they could do it. Hell, I think they could have paid Tucker, I've said. But if you were prepared and you went ahead and said, all right, go ahead, man, do your thing. We understand we're going to lose you. And so much so, we understand we're going to lose you. We went ahead and made our arrangements to replace you and be able to move on past you. Yeah. Hell, Dana's been saying it. And I don't know that I'm about to bring you back here when you've been able to go out there on the market and you ain't been able to find the money you thought you was going to find that out. Well, hell. Was our offer high? should we be closer to 20 a year than we are 26? Like, that's the thing. You're right. I don't know what it means defensively, but you're right. The lineup looks more like a lineup that could compete with the Yankees. The Yankees and other teams in the AL, the lineup with him in it, you could just put the lineup. Now, defensively, again, I don't know what you're going to do, but the lineup looks absolutely better if he's in there. And then you put him in there, if he's on the team, you know, we don't need Jeremy Pena to hit second. Alex Bregman can hit second,
yep.
Right? And then you're stretching the lineup that way. But I'd almost be surprised they said, "Hell yeah, man, it's on the table." I don't know. We'll see. All right. By the way, shout out to my godson yesterday. You see him out there, Chris?
I saw a highlight, maybe.
You see Bronny out there? So happy for him, man.
This guy.
I'm happy for him too, man.
I am, man. I mean, this kid just the ridicule he takes.
Oh, here we go.
The adversity he is going through with.
He's had a rough one, ain't he?
I mean, not outside of, like, life. But, yes, he's had a rough one in being on the basketball team where people are just, I mean, hard up for his failure, which is a sad thing. You're a sick person out there. Hard up for his failure.
I mean, weren't Wizards fans chanting MVP?
That's so disrespectful. That's so mean.
What happened?
Just clap, man. Just clap, man. Hey, or he knocked it down, or boo, hell, you boo him. Chin MVP when he made his shot last night.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, it's rude.
I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. He was at the free throw line, and they were chanting MVP.
Yeah. He had a rough go at it the first outing. I figured we'd talk about the godson then, didn't get around.
JJ said he put him in an impossible spot.
Oh, was JJ? Yeah, that's right.
He put him in an impossible spot. Had some injuries. I mean, Terrence Maxey is a tough one. We brought that up the other day. Then you missed the opportunity to really expound on that. That's your fault.
Okay.
But last night,
a little snow day.
Hey, big 5 points. Big 5 points, maybe in 12 minutes. I mean, really, the whole stat sheet: 2 assists. 2 boards, got him a steal out there. Hey, at the house, I was saying, Ronnie, to myself, good for him, baby. Next time out, he's just getting better and better. Had 30 with the Vipers. Just wanted to put that out there.
My man's got Bronny's stat line memorized.
I'm out here uplifting, baby, trying to uplift.
Hey, that's right, man. You got to support the kids, man.
Hey,
loves the kids, man.
You know what kills me is, and he needs to just let it go. LeBron over there really tries hard to just act like he's just like his teammate.
Be hard ass dad.
Just sitting over there like knowing he is over there. I just sat at an AAU tournament, and I mean this weekend, and I'm in here in a pace, sweating bullets in a 9-8 ball game in the middle of the second quarter for 10-year-olds, and I'm sweating bullets. Imagine. If Bronny understanding all the stuff that's being taught, Bronny, and he's just sitting over there in his high seat on the chair. You know he's over there. Get in there.
Get in there, ball. I need him to have a big night.
Get in there just for his kid, but he's over there biting his fingernails. And I know he's got to be driven nuts. Just get over there and just let it ride, baby.
Hey, all joking aside, just as a parent, I would love to see the kid do well because I think it'd be a feeling probably like no other for LeBron.
Oh.
To your point, like I mean, to see him do well, even if it's a short stint in the NBA, to see him do well and kind of get out on his own and hold his own and prove his worth. Damn that with LeBron. That's not only does it feel good as a normal parent, you can only, like you said, the pressure and the.
What do you think his social media is like?
I bet it's great. How many do you think sliding off in his DMs?
Well, he may have that, but he might also. He may also be reading a little bit of the negative.
You got to take the bad with the good,
he's
Ron.
He's got getting killed.
You know, hey, you know what?
You think that's an obstacle for him?
Which one?
On the road with dad.
Which one?
On the road, on the road with dad, and as you said, sliding in his DM.
You think that's
an obstacle for him? You think he's got, mm-mm. Or you think pops is like?
I'd be right there as they fall off dad's hip. I'd be catching.
But I'm just saying, like. I guess Big Earn would have been all right with it.
You can't get the Big Earn, but you can get the next best thing, baby.
No, I'm just saying, like, I wonder, like, how is LeBron? Is LeBron like, hey.
Where you going, Bronny?
How do you think?
Do you think at 19?
What do you think?
I think Savannah is, hey, don't let him, take care of him. watch him, make sure he's good.
Well, I'm sure she is. But,
she's on there, but I mean,
every man has a dog in him, and I don't know what LeBron's up to. I'm going to assume he's a good faithful husband.
I'm just talking about Bronny. Bronny's 20. If you're on the road with your dad at 20, and you have everything that would you even be thinking twice? Like, would you be
hell no?
Or would you be avoiding being around him? Would you think?
Nah.
Absolutely.
Dad, you think dad be good with him?
Yeah, of course.
You think LeBron's good with him just really hoeing this thing out in his 20s like he should be?
I think LeBron probably is like very conscious of the caliber. Like, I think he's trying to make sure he doesn't get caught up in some scheme and get caught up with the wrong one, but I don't think he's keeping him from.
You don't think this is like a hiding thing? Like, no. I'd hide my curfew or something because my dad's right here on the road.
Just be careful, son. You know who you are. You close that door and it's just you and her, man. Anything she says is the gospel. Be careful now.
Because mm-hmm. I think there's a part of Bronny that wishes he could get traded to the Clippers. And then he could really just cut loose.
Ooh. I would imagine if Bronny's cut from that cloth, he's probably already made them rounds. He's probably got L.A. on. He's probably made the rounds in L.A.
Coming up. As we do a little 5 o'clock fire, Pro Bowl this weekend, we'll tell you the latest with the Texans involved and one that's not going to be involved, the new Heisman favorite. I can't wait to see if Clint agrees with that. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.